today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum and welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us till the end of this episode. This is today's special and we're going to speak about bad language in Islam. At the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 28th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Mehr, 1402, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of October, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. So as usual, we open Allah's book and we'll listen to Surah Humazah. And of course, we learn some points about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ويل لكل همزة لمزة.
Woe to every scorner and mocker.
الذي جمع مالا وعدده.
Who collects wealth and continuously counts it.
يحسب أن ماله أخلده.
He thinks that his wealth will make him immortal.
كلا لينبذن في الحطمة.
No, he will surely be thrown into the crusher.
وما أدراك ما الحطمة.
And what can make you know what is the crusher?
نار الله الموقدة.
It is the fire of Allah, eternally fueled.
التي تطلع على الأفئدة.
Which mounts directed at the hearts.
إن إنها عليهم مؤصدة.
Indeed, hellfire will be closed down upon them.
في عمد ممددة.
In extended columns.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A group of commentators have said that the verses of this surah were revealed against Walid ibn Mughira, who used to backbite the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and made sarcastic remarks and mocked him. Some others believe that they are set against some of the chiefs of the pagan Arabs and known enemies of Islam. But even if we accept these occasions of revelation, again, the generality of the meaning of the verses remains unchanged and it covers all those who have these characteristics.
From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast. yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabb al-alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim.
By the way, this is today's special, and we're going to speak about bad language in Islam. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq said, swearing, bad mouthing, and impertinence are the signs of hypocrisy or nifaq and faithlessness. Full-mouthed persons are generally inferior and petty-minded. They make others enemies with indiscreet talk. People abhor them. They try to keep away from them and avoid their company. Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure family, has said, among people the worst is one whose talk is not liked by others and they try to avoid meeting him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the worldly and hereafter consequences of profanity and bad language from the viewpoint of Islam and the Holy Prophet and his successors. Language is a powerful tool with the potential to elevate human interactions or lead to moral degradation. In Islam, profanity and bad language are strictly discouraged, and they can have profound consequences in both worldly and hereafter aspects of life. Language is a remarkable gift bestowed upon humanity, serving as a means of communication, expression, and connection. However, the manner in which language is employed can significantly impact individuals and society, both in this world and in the hereafter. In the Islamic tradition, the use of profanity and bad language is strictly discouraged, as it runs counter to the principles of respect, morality, and spiritual purity. Al-Bayt alayhi salam, known for their impeccable moral character, emphasized the importance of maintaining harmonious relationships with family, friends, and society. The use of profanity and offensive language can strain these vital relationships, leading to misunderstanding, conflicts, and fractured bonds. A hadith narrated by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the cousin and son-in-law of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reminds us of the importance of good language in relationships. He said, "The believer's tongue is behind his heart. When he intends to speak, he stops and thinks."
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, Hadiths of the Infallibles, Lessons from the Life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah.
Let's entitle this part, Know Your Triggers. One of them is anger. Your triggers are the whys and whens of your cursing habit. Recognizing triggers gives you the upper hand with which you need to stop this habit. You want to be aware of trigger feelings that promote you to curse. Do you tend to curse when you're angry? People often explode into a fury when they're upset and use words that they won't use otherwise. If you are on them, then be aware of this trigger. Understand that you do not have control over every situation, but you do have control over how you respond to it. Notice the physical sensations that occurs before you react and let them pass so you can respond. Don't be in a rush to say something. Calm yourself as much as you can while focusing on your breathing so that you can better control your words and your actions.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need, anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Now let's look at the ways to control our tongue. The phrases "think before you speak" and "if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all" seem cliché, but hold a lot of weight in the life of the Muslims. It has sadly become common to be irritable when we are fasting, so we tend to snap quicker and say things we don't really mean. In order to combat this, think about what you are about to say before you open your mouth. It sounds simple, but we have become so accustomed to speaking without thinking that words just seem to fly out of our mouth before we know it. Try to take a couple moments before you speak. This is the other way to control our tongue. We should try to take a couple moments before we speak. What for? To evaluate whether what you are about to say is beneficial or necessary. It's very important. Use your hunger, weakness, tiredness to prevent you from opening your mouth necessarily. Spend more time doing dhikr, or thinking, or contemplating than wasting time on unnecessary speech.
The issue of cursing the enemies of the Imam, the killers of the Imam, those who oppress the Ahlul Bayt, is without a doubt a very controversial issue. It's a subject that is hotly contested in our societies, in our communities, even amongst our scholars in the seminary circles. And the ziyarah of Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam places a big importance, huge significance on the issue of cursing the killers of the Imam alayhi salam and all those who oppressed the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. What is the stance of the Holy Quran when it comes to cursing the evildoers and the enemies of God and Ahlul Bayt? It is very important for us to make a distinction between cursing and between swearing. Because you find that the problem is many of us are confused. We mix between the two. Cursing is one thing, swearing is another thing. Swearing is when you use inappropriate language, profanity, highly offensive language against someone. This is sab or swearing. But la'na or cursing has a different meaning, and many people are unaware of the meaning of la'na. And that's why you see this tension, because they are unaware of its original meaning. In the Arabic language, the meaning of cursing or la'na is exactly the opposite or the antonym of rahmah. When you say, "Oh Allah, irham waliday," have mercy on my parents, what does that mean? You're making a prayer, Oh God, have mercy on my parents. Bless them. Give them blessings. Protect them. The opposite of rahmah is the word la'na. The word la'na means, oh Allah, deny so-and-so person. For example, deny the killer of Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam. Deny the evildoers from your mercy.
So today we had a beneficial and wonderful program. We learned many things about controlling our tongue. Inshallah, we continue this topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us, and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.